Good evening. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiver. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Jody Kane.
Hi, Jody. How are you?
Good. You just called me, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. I thought so. And I did. I don't know why my phone didn't ring. I just all of a sudden I got a message and I had a voicemail. So
yeah, I don't know. It was just, it was strange because it didn't ring and it went straight to voicemail.
Anyway.
Okay. Perfect.
Anyway, so yes. So my issue is with the home pass, so that I can reset my password and make a new password and all that good stuff.
Yes.
It won't allow me to do that because when I try to log into it, this is like the third time I made this call. When I log into it, I can't log into it because when they originally set up my account, he spelt my name wrong for my email address. So
oh.
I've been around and around and around trying to figure out how can both somebody change. And my last resort was send somebody here and give me a new modem then. I don't care. I'll put a new modem so you can register it the right way because for some reason,
so
no matter who I call,
it's not even the modem that would be the issue.
You know, or whatever it is, when they entered my email account into, when they set up the hall pass or home pass,
mm-hmm.
they spelt my name wrong, so the email's all wrong. So when I try to log into it, it tells me it's registered to a different user, and I can't access it.
Interesting. Let me just go ahead and take a look at that for you. Let's see. And would you mind providing me with your service address, please?
27 South Road, Mount Marion, New York.
Perfect. And what is the email address supposed to be, please?
It is my name, but it's spelled JODYKAIN at Hotmail.
Okay. At Hotmail, okay.
And I believe they spelled it JODYKANE.
Well, that's interesting because I do have the correct email address on file, even for the router.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't tried to access it lately. I mean, I could try to access it again.
Yeah, did you want to try accessing it while I'm on the phone?
Yeah.
And I can
just
provide you with the proper password as well, just in case it's being misspelled.
I'll put you on speaker quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll jump onto that app and see if it'll let me in or not. Let's see. Home pass. Because in order to do this, too, I have to reset. Let's see. I'm just going to sign in. I'll see if it'll sign in or not.
Because sometimes it'll ask you to send issue like a one-time email code. Instead of that, there should be an enter password instead.
Right now it's telling me that it's sending it. So
mm-hmm.
let me see. Now it says sign in. Oh, you go through all the accepts.
All good.
Okay, but I've never had to go this far before, so I don't know. Maybe somebody did actually correct it, and I didn't know because I was never notified or contacted.
They should have notified you that it was fixed at least. So I do apologize if they did not.
Right, so I mean it's opened up to the home pass page. So I've never
okay.
had that before. So I'm assuming it's been addressed and fixed.
Yeah, I would just have you go over to the devices and just check to make sure that you're able to access different parts of the app. That way we can ensure that you do have full access to the account.
And I can just technically I can go right into the primary password and just edit it, right?
Yes. So for the Wi-Fi password, you can edit that. If ever you do have difficulty with editing it, you can also let us know. We do have the capability of changing that for you on your behalf as well. We don't get to see the current password, though.
No, no, but that's okay. But it's just some long jumble of numbers and letters. And
yes.
I could just put a customized one there so when people ask, what's your Wi-Fi? I'm going, hold on, let me get the email.
What I do recommend, though, is notifying us once you do change the Wi-Fi password. That way we can update it in the system in case you ever forget it.
I can tell you right now what it's going to be because we just have kind of enjoyed this one that we had. So it was made up and we liked it. So could I just go ahead and change that and then tell you?
Yeah, you can. And it should take effect immediately. Now, the only thing is also when you do change the Wi-Fi password, all of your devices that are currently connected are going to end up getting disconnected and you're going to have to reconnect them to the Wi-Fi with the new password.
Gotcha. I hear
while
you.
You're at it, if you ever wanted to make a custom network ID where, like, you change it from the Archtop Fiber 3643 and you change it
gotcha.
To, for example, I have Justice's Creations for mine. If you wanted to create a custom name for your network, then I would do that at the same time as the password change. That way you don't go through the same issue later on.
All right. Well, I'll tell you right now, this sounds strange. I don't actually, if I do this right now, then I'll be disconnected and I won't be able to talk to you. Well, I'll be able to talk to you, but just have horrible service here. So I'll hold off on. Let me go and change the, let me see, where does it have my different, to change what it's called. To change it from Archtop Fiber, the number.
So that would be the SSID. So it would be in the same area as you would change the Wi-Fi password.
Well, the primary password is there, but I don't see the SSID.
So it should be under the network. If you go to the network settings.
Let me go back. All right. Okay, I got you. There it is. Sorry, it was under the network settings, yes.
Yep.
Oh, and I can just change that as well, huh?
Yes, you can change that the network name, also known as the SSID, and then you can also change the Wi-Fi password. That way you completely customize it to yourself.
I don't know what to change that to yet. I haven't thought of that one. I haven't thought that far ahead. So maybe I'll hold off on that. But I should let you know.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, if ever you think you might forget it at some point in the future, definitely let us.
I'm not so concerned about that.
Okay.
But
I've had it where some customers have forgotten or they lost their password, and then we would have to provide them with the password. Right. And it's kind of just helpful for the customer when it's in their account profile anyway.
I understand. We've had the same Wi-Fi password for a long time, so.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I know what I'm going to change that to because we've always had that also. Well, they're going to change the network to, do I have to let you know or it doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter as long as you're comfortable with it and as long as there's no risk of you forgetting what the password is, then there should be no issues there. It's not a requirement. It's just for troubleshooting.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you needed it for purposes of being able to log in and
No. So we have a back-end system that allows us to look you up by your name and your email.
Once I've changed the network name, that won't disconnect me, though, correct? Or will?
It will disconnect you if either one of them are changed.
Okay, well, I just did the one, so I guess I might as well do this one, too.
Yeah. that's why I was saying if you wanted to customize it. Yeah, that's why I was stating that. I was like, if you're going to change the Wi-Fi password, if you wanted a different Wi-Fi name, you might as well do it at the same time because no matter which one you choose or you change, it's going to disconnect your devices.
All right, so I just changed everything. How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to bother you because I haven't.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I just haven't heard anything, and the gentleman just happened to stop by my house. And he's walking by, checking out how everybody's been doing, and I was like, yeah, you know, but I had this issue, and obviously they rectified it, but nobody ever told me they rectified it.
Yeah.
Done, and I've just been so busy, I haven't had time to call and
No, that's completely understandable.
Right there when I call, so which is awesome too. I don't have to go through some 20-minute menu reading to get a hold of somebody. You guys are really quick, so.
Oh yeah, yeah. We like to be quick about everything. We also like to be very transparent about everything too. So again, I do apologize, as it is kind of surprising that nobody notified you that it was rectified.
I'm very happy it's rectified, and I should have checked. And sorry, I bothered you.
No, it's not a bother at all. You know, that's what we're here for. And you know, if ever there's any questions or any issues, please reach out to us, even if it's something that you think might be silly. It's better to know the answer than to not know it all.
Thanks. I appreciate it very much, CJ.
Of course. Now you're going to have to reconnect all 12 devices that were just connected to your account.
I know, but you know what? That's just how it has to go, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, it just makes it easier in the long run anyways, because at that point, at least if ever you get a new device, you know what the password is. It's not a whole jumble of letters and numbers and all of that. So,
right. Because I already know what it is.
Exactly. And I mean, granted, your password to begin with was just Archtop followed by your phone number. But I mean, it just sometimes that's just a lot to type. So like me, for example, I created my password to be kind of like what my kids are. They're all gamers anyway. So
what happened was, the thing is every time I went to, you know, I'd have to go back into the text that I had to find it because I'd be scrolling back for weeks trying to find that text that has that.
What they should have made clear was the fact that it was the Archtop with a capital A and a capital T and then your phone number. That's what they should have made clear. Yeah.
Well, and then the Wi-Fi password, it was this big long numbers and letters jumble. And of course, I got that back in the text too, and I'm going, where is that? I know it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, the Wi-Fi password is definitely all jumbled. I mean, it includes the router model, and then it's got all of these different numbers that aren't even associated. And it's just like,
That's yeah. All right, well, CJ, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, of course. Absolutely, Jody. No problem. Well, I mean, you called me back.
Thank you.
Oh, of course, anytime. That's what we're here for. So if ever you do have any questions or feel like something's not right, just give us a call. We're more than happy to help. Well, if there's no further questions, I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week and a happy Halloween coming up.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye, Jody.
Bye.